Yeshaya Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avron Nata. So after the terrible punishment, the miraculous heavenly fire and eating of the worms of Sancheriv and his army, V'haya Bayomahu, and it will be on that great day, the day of that Nase, the morning after on Pesach, when we see what happened to this mighty, uncountable army, that now you can count them on one hand. Lo Yosifot Sh'ar Yisrael Ufleitas Beis Yaakov Lisha'en Al Makehu. Finally, the remnant of Yisrael and the refugees of Beis Yaakov will no longer count for Yeshua on our smiters, the ones who attack us. Remember, Ahaz made an alliance with Ashur to allegedly save himself, and instead they turned around and became the ones who destroyed so much of Eretz Yisrael, exiled the 10 tribes, our attackers, and we were looking to them for Yeshua. B'nishan al Hashem Kedosh Yisrael. Instead, they will finally rely on God, the Holy One of Yisrael, Be'emet, modern Hebrew, for real, in truth. B'chol Levav, says Mesudas David, finally we will realize that the UN is not going to come to our aid. Even the great America is not going to come to our aid if they decide our capital is in the wrong place, or our settlements are apartheid, or wherever else they want to say about us. No. Be'emes v'lo biramia, says the Malbim. Not trying to somehow trick God into thinking that we're devout when we're really doing Avodah Zarah behind the closed doors. No. She'ar Yashuv, She'ar Yaakov, says Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The remainder, the remnant will return, She'ar Yashuv, like the yeshiva, like the son of Yeshaya. The remnant shall return, the remnant of Yaakov. The She'ar that comes back is the remnant of Yaakov, El Gibor, to the mighty God. Now contrast that to our great and glorious past, Chav Beis Ki Im Yiye Amcha Yisrael Kechol Hayom, whereas at one time, your nation Israel were like the sands of the ocean. So many that we could not even be counted. She'ar Yashuv Bo. Unfortunately, only a remnant will return. So there's a little bit of Mussar in this as well. We're going to do tshuva, but only a small number of us are going to do tshuva. Unbelievable, miraculous destruction of Ashur. And yet still only the She'ar Yashuv. Only the remnants return. Tiny in comparison to the huge majority, says Rabbi Hirsch, of rebels and traitors. But the mere presence of this insignificant remnant helped to avert the ominous tidings. Kilyon, Kilayon, Charutz, Shotef Tzedakah. Utter destruction will rightly flow. Ki chala v'necha ratza Hashem Elokim Tzvakos Ose b'kerav kol haaretz. Because just so you know, Hashem, the Lord of hosts, indeed will carry out utter destruction in the land. So shotef tzedakah, the tide that washes over is a tide of tzedakah, of righteousness. It'll sweep away Kilayon Charutz, the decreed destruction, but there will be destruction. Despite the fact that Hashem judges with compassion in the midst of the land, so Hashem shows mercy even while meting out judgment, says Rabbi Hirsch. Demonstrates all-embracing love by revoking the deserved punishment. So it's very important that we consider ourselves the Am of Hashem, because that's all that is going to preserve us. That's all that is going to keep us going. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning us that there is destruction to come, but the remnant is going to avert it somehow. And we'll leave it at that, because the next pasuk goes with the next section. So we'll talk about that separately.